Not much worry about inflation right now.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Consumer prices dropped in April for the first time in 13 months. Core inflation, however, which excludes food and energy prices, was flat. And even for the past year, core inflation's only risen under 1%. That's the smallest increase in more than 40 years, since 1966. Stock markets are retreating today with news that Germany, Europe's biggest economy, banned several types of speculative investments, those against European government bonds and also against some major banks and insurance companies. Could that mean more restrictions are on the way? From London, here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
The Germans say they want to calm the markets. It seems to have had the opposite effect, rattling investors throughout Europe and beyond. Neil McKinnon of VTB Capital says the Germans have made the classic mistake of shooting the messenger. The speculators are not to blame for the current crisis in the Eurozone.
The reason why we're seeing these pressures is because of escalating debt levels within the Eurozone, which on any criterion are not sustainable. That's not the fault of speculators. It's the fault of inappropriate policies.
He says the German action will only deepen the long-standing distrust between politicians and investors in Europe, making it more difficult for European governments to borrow. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Stocks are pretty much lower everywhere today. The Dow is off 173 points right now, about 1.5% or more, at 10,337. NASDAQ and S&P 500 both off just under 2%. And Asian shares and European shares were off today as well. Retailer Target today reported a big increase in net income for the first 3 months of the year. That's a 29% jump for the discounter. The head of an opposition group in Thailand has surrendered to authorities. Protesters there have been calling for the ouster of the prime minister. Well, today's arrests have sparked even more violence in the capital. Freelance reporter Ramy Innocencio is with us, and he has the latest from Bangkok. Hi, Ramy.
Hi there.
It sounds like a lot of protesters and rioters are going after symbols of money. What are they targeting there?
That's exactly right. They're targeting symbols of money and power. Basically, just in the past few hours, groups of registered protesters have been attacking the Channel 3 news station and setting that ablaze. They've also attacked some of the main shopping centers in the central business districts, notably the Central World Plaza. Next to the Central World Plaza is one of the biggest movie theaters also in Bangkok, and that is also on fire.
And I understand the Thai stock exchange is on fire as well.
Yes, exactly. Just a few hours ago, the AP set out a news alert saying just that. It is on fire, and they are currently trying to put it out.
And day-to-day life over there, Ramy?
Well, you know, that's it's interesting. It depends on where you are. If you're in the central business district where all the encampments have been, you know, it's a war zone. But if you go about 15 minutes away to some of the outer neighborhoods, it's almost as if nothing's happening. But the biggest thing affected by all this pretty much is tourism. People are scared to come to Bangkok, and with good reason, especially after today, with most of the major news stations covering the government trying to break through the barricades and successfully doing so. That is the face that foreigners and locals, of course, are seeing as Thailand right now. And it's going to be very difficult for them to recover from this.
Ramy Innocencio, freelance reporter in Bangkok. Ramy, thank you.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, working to help small businesses understand what social media can do for them. Learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. By Vanguard, a client-owned company where the clients own the funds and the funds own the company. Learn more at vanguard.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
Tonight, the L.A. Lakers play the Phoenix Suns in Game 2 of the Western Conference NBA Finals. The Lakers are up in the series 1-0. The Wall Street Journal's David Biederman will be keeping an eye on the floor while everyone else is keeping an eye on the ball. He's with us live right now from New York to tell us why. Good morning, David.
Hey, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Doing well. Thanks for being here. Something tells me you're not going to be admiring the fine hardwood.
No, you know what? We're going to be watching the shoes, actually. The top players on both of the teams, Steve Nash and Kobe Bryant, they're wearing low tops now, and a lot of NBA players are starting to do that, and it's a trend that is pretty different than, say, just 10 years ago when most of the league was wearing big, flashy, high-top sneakers.
Yeah, I remember the Air Jordans. There was this assumption that the high tops would give your ankle more support. Why are players switching to low tops?
Well, you know, there's some studies that are showing that not only do high tops not really do anything as far as protection goes, some studies go as far as to say that you could run and play sports without shoes in general and not get hurt. And then some players, Steve Nash, who grew up playing soccer in low-cut cleats, they say that they just feel like they have more mobility in these low-top shoes, and there's no reason to wear high tops.
Yeah, barefoot. You're going to start a new trend there, David.
Yeah.
So, how popular are low-top shoes?
They're about as popular as they have been in at least two decades. NPD Group, which does market research in fields like this, says that about 29% of the shoe market now is low tops, and that's up from about 11% just 8 years ago, and almost all of the high top market has given into the low tops. About 8 years ago, high tops were about 20% of the market, and now they're 8%. So it's a big swing.
Well, David Biederman from the Wall Street Journal, thanks for being here today, and we hope you keep a good eye on the floor.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You got it. And finally, there's usually a lot of fanfare when a road gets upgraded. Not this time, though, in California. Preservationists say $17 million in fixes to State Highway 110 in L.A., would take away from its character. The 110, as it's known, is the first freeway in the West, built way back in 1940. Construction will include adding new concrete barriers and lighting. But some people complain the work will remove historic features. Something tells me, though, if you talk to people in Los Angeles, they'd just like the freeway to have as many cars as it did way back in 1940. Now, that would be some history right there. Check us out online at marketplace.org. Share your thoughts with us there. I'm tweeting as well, Chiatakis MMR. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.